Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Kirby Wynn, Public Relations Manager for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. And welcome to the show, Kirby.
Hi, how are you?
Kirby, today we're going to talk about blood donations, be it blood donations and how you can give blood all the way to what it's like to be giving blood during the times of COVID-19 and so forth. And we'll start off with donating blood. It's always been important, and we've got a holiday weekend. And also COVID-19 at this particular time, and it makes blood, I'm sure, collection and donation more challenging. And I thought we'd let you address sort of what is it like right now with a holiday, COVID-19, to get people to give blood and keep the blood supplies up.
Well, you're right. It is a challenge. And, you know, what we always have in mind is the hospitals that we supply always need to have blood available for patient transfusions. And we're the blood provider, Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, for the hospitals up in Springfield, if folks go that way for medical care, but also in Alton and Litchfield and kind of throughout the St. Louis metro region, both sides of the river. And those folks count on us to have blood on their shelves. You know, that's what we say. We want to keep blood on the shelves, available for patient transfusions, no matter what's going on around us. And it's a little bit like radio. The radio signal's always on, and so's the blood supply. You're always on call, always on the job. However, the holiday weekend, and of course the pandemic in general, does lead to a lower rate of donations. So it does get harder this time of year.
My understanding, if I'm understanding it correctly, it's always been sort of a thought that during a holiday season, probably you need more blood, and sometimes it's been expressed as, oh, because there's more accidents or this or that. But maybe it is that, or maybe it's just because people don't donate blood as often around a holiday. Is that another reason blood donations can go down around a holiday?
It's more of the second point that you raised. The use of blood, It just never stops. Sometimes there might be a big accident out on the roads and there's a temporary, increase in the use of blood. But the number one reason blood is transfused actually is cancer treatment. And I mean nationally, around the country, it's about 20% of all blood transfusions are given to help a patient who is in treatment for cancer. And of course, cancer treatment doesn't stop at Labor Day. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go down. You know, it's not tied to the holidays or weather or anything. Another big one is trauma. And, maybe people drive a little bit more, take off on the weekend for a holiday weekend. But the truth is, you cover the news. There's bad car accidents and events that are unpredictable that happen any day of the week, any day of the year, all the time. Other reasons, sometimes it's a complication in relation to childbirth. And those events occur at roughly the same rate year-round, too. And so the use of blood doesn't stop, but the donor behavior does change. It does go up and down. And you get to a holiday, and a lot of our collection operations within our organization didn't operate on Labor Day. Now, we did actually have a number of our donor centers were open because we knew that folks could come in to give. But on the whole, we were on a more limited schedule. The other impact these days is the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's harder to have as many mobile blood drives within the pandemic than outside of it. And that's probably no surprise because everything's a little bit harder these days. And that's a challenge, too. So it is, to bring it back to what you raised, it is the need of blood isn't so much that there's a spike in what is used, it's that there's a drop in what is given or decreased. And we're, working to make up for that.
Going back to, you mentioned COVID-19, from your observations, have you seen, obviously probably blood donating is down, but do you see it coming back, or sort of where are we at now that COVID's been around for several months? Do you see people starting to come back to give blood a little more, even though it's a bit different process?
It has become more the routine. Life in general is more the routine, even though everything's different. I think we are used to it in certain ways. But the big impact on the blood supply is in our schools. This time of year, we would be saying, we made it through summer, and we're going to get back to our high school and our college blood drives. Those are some of our biggest events. A typical blood drive, maybe at a community center or a church or office building, we might get 25 donors, 40 donors. But sometimes we go to a big high school, we'll see 200 or more. And, there aren't a lot that are that size, but they're out there. Well, the school year, this is like none other. Of course, last March, schools kind of let out and all of the school blood drives were canceled. Now we're looking at a partial reopening and some adjustments. And some of those school blood drives are going on and some aren't. Or the ones that are a little bit smaller than what they were. And so the challenge is in finding the donors who will replace the donors that we would usually pick up if we go to a college or a high school, university blood drive. And, there's a big difference between coming to the school gymnasium and setting up a blood drive and inviting people to come in versus sending all those same people a message and saying, please find a blood drive when it's convenient for you to get there. Because frankly, not as many folks will, take those extra steps to find the blood drive, and maybe they have to travel to it or take extra time out of their day. We understand the reasons, but that is the main impact on the blood supply. Now, there's other areas where people are very enthusiastic about coming out to give blood. And so it's not that people are staying away necessarily. It's just not all of the usual opportunities are available to us. And then we've made a number of changes in the way we operate that we're getting very used to by now. But the COVID-19 pandemic, there was that period of time when, restaurants were closed, stores were closed. Well, the blood supply couldn't ever stop. So we didn't quit doing what we do, but we changed the way we do things in certain ways. So, that's having an impact too.
I know we have several blood drives here over the past few months, and I guess the biggest thing, and I think people want the word to get out of those who sponsor the blood drives, is there is a little bit of different process right now. It used to be the old days. Everybody would say, hey, a blood drive coming up on such and such date, come on out and give blood. Now, I think probably the biggest thing for people to get used to is, at least in many situations, is you got to make the appointment ahead of time. Is that sort of what you see?
Yes. Yeah, making appointments is essential now. The reason for that is it controls the number of people at the event at any given time. And so, the idea of physical distancing or, social distancing or 6 feet apart and all those things, not every step in the donation process can be 6 feet between the staff member and the donor, because they've got to take the blood pressure and the temperature, they got to insert the needle and start the donation. But the team, our staff do spread out and give donors that extra space. And at the same time, we want to make sure we don't have too many people in a waiting area altogether. And that is a change, because a community blood drive prior to all this, you might see friends, you might hang out and have a cup of coffee, you'd kind of sit and talk and catch up. It's different now. I mean, you'll still see people and you'll still do all that, but there won't be as many in the room at the same time. And there's going to be space in between the chairs and the waiting area and so forth. So making an appointment, different from saying, oh, yeah, sometime Tuesday afternoon, I'll just drop in. Well, if you make that appointment, then we know when you're going to come and how many people will be there. So that's been a big change for us. But it is something that I'm going to say we like, because it does give a predictable flow of donors, and the teams can kind of keep up on that nice even pace. And of course, we have to do it this way because we're in the healthcare world ourselves. We want to maintain that safe environment for our staff and for donors. So appointment scheduling is a biggie. Of course, the others, probably no surprise, everybody is wearing a mask or a face covering at the blood drive, our staff and donors as well.
you talked about, you know, now we do not have maybe a high school or the college donations going on as they were, and things have changed. Are there ways that I guess you would say you're trying to convince people to show up or give them an incentive maybe to give blood if they were thinking about it, but maybe teetering a little bit? How is that working?
Well, we are talking quite a bit about the safety precautions that we take. You know, we don't want to assume everybody knows the difference it makes when we require appointment scheduling, or that the facial coverings are a requirement, or the, you know, we're of course wiping down tables and doing things for infection control within the physical space as well. So we share a lot of that information. But above all, communicate that idea that the use of blood, it is going to go on. It's constant at hospitals that we serve, whether there's a pandemic or not, or really whether there's Labor Day weekend or not. You know, I mean, we're looking ahead to fall, and, you know, it does feel a little like you're getting back into the routine, but the routine that a lot of us don't think about every day is that for some, it might be routine to get a blood transfusion, or for somebody else, they didn't expect to, but now there's a car accident or unexpected diagnosis or surgery that came up. And the reason they were able to get that transfusion is that somebody else made it part of their routine to give blood a few days prior. And, you know, then the donation goes through the testing and all the processing and the, gets delivered to the hospital in time for it to be there all of the time. And that's, you know, that's a big part of our messaging, is that the use of blood never stops, even though everything's different. We can't just tell a hospital, well, I'm sure you've heard about all the trouble out there with COVID, so we're not going to be a blood provider here for a while. I mean, that's obviously unacceptable. And so our communication is that we've got to persist, we've got to go on in spite of these challenges and figure it out. And people have responded. You know, we've really been pleased with overall how things have gone with blood inventories, you know, all through the summer and throughout the pandemic. But you get to these holiday weekends like we've just had, and it does become a little bit tighter, a little bit harder.
And Kirby, as we come to the end of the show, we want to point out that there are many blood drives coming up in the near future that maybe people can help out with the blood supply. But one in particular is coming up in the Brighton community. That is on September 11th. And if you would like to just give a few particulars of that before we come to the end of the show, that would be great.
Well, sure. Yeah, we're at the Brighton Municipal Building in the community room on September 11th, which of course is a day that many folks think about service and, you know, coming together as you remember the events of 9/11. And so, you know, blood drives and certainly have a connection in with all that. So we're very glad we'll be in Brighton in the afternoon. That's a, you know, Friday, the 11th. And it will be in the community room from 2 until 7 p.m. And, you know, you may wonder how to make that appointment. Look us up online. Our web address is bloodcenter.org, and from there you can, you know, you see the phone number, and it is 800-747-5401. And if you didn't get to jot that down, it's Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center or bloodcenter.org. And you know, there's great community leaders too that make this possible. And so our blood drive coordinator for this event, we'll be glad to, you know, see that appointment schedule. That's Kelly Orban, and she's at a 618 number, 618-210-8541, to take appointments as well. You can connect either with Kelly or with the Blood Center. But you do need to make that appointment. And then, of course, our teams will be very glad to see folks there on September 11th at Brighton Community Center.
Kirby Wynn, Public Relations Manager for Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Supply, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Take care.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.